The Lord keep you in his peace, heart dwellers. Right now, the Lord is addressing laxness in serving him. For some, it's the distractions in the world, Christmas and holidays and that kind of thing. But for others, it has its roots in unbelief, which the enemy has been sowing as a campaign against my vessels unto honor. Jesus began, children, children, your belief, children, children, your unbelief is staggering. You do not understand that I truly am speaking to you, and all that I put in your heart to speak are life-giving words to souls who do not have this kind of relationship with me, which means most of the souls on this earth. Please understand and receive into your heart with complete faith. You have my words in your hearts and on your minds, especially for this critical time in history. The reason you have been so lax is that you don't believe your voice matters. You don't believe I am really speaking through you, so you write it off as your own thoughts, something not worth broadcasting. Do you not know that this is a school for prophets? Each one of you has been called to prophecy and feed my lambs. Each of you have something vitally important to nourish my lambs and sheep with. How can I convince you? All of you are slightly disconnected from me to a damaging degree. This is why I'm going back to basics and asking you to restore the early practices you've been taught. Claire, as well, has slipped back, and she needs this discipline just as much as you all do. And what he's talking about here in the discipline is getting up in the morning and praying, using the holy books to get a rhema from the Lord and journaling it, and knowing exactly what the Lord is saying to you in three or more readings, using the holy books, maybe getting a rhema from the website or a rhema message from the website, and tying it all together, bundling it all together to give you a message and direction. And then I'm asking each one to share it with their prayer partner. So there's an accountability factor there as well. These are the bread and butter of the orders, both Carmelite and Franciscan. Many people ridicule the idea of allowing the Holy Spirit to guide you when you pray and open a holy book or the Bible. They think it is childlike or childish and just too simple for their sophisticated minds. And I agree with that. Let those who have scorn and contempt for these methods continue to live by their own wits and opinions. But you, my called and anointed vessels unto honor, you live by faith and childlike simplicity as I have taught you. Part of your laziness comes from unbelief that Satan's messengers has planted in your heads in order to cause you not to believe in your prophetic calling. Why would he bother with you if you were useless and not hearing from me? The answer is simple. He wouldn't bother with you if you weren't in direct threat to his kingdom of darkness, stealing souls from him. Stealing souls from me. You are of utmost importance in this time and place. You are sowing seeds of salvation and drawing all men to me. You give others a reason for suffering in their lives. You bring them to the cross and explain to them that as little Christs, their suffering is powerful and has an important reason behind it. They are not being taught this in the modern church, so they become despondent, embittered, and hopeless. Knowing that their suffering is not in vain gives them fresh hope and a sense of empowerment. They are used to being taught that they suffer because they're failures. Do you see how destructive that is? That is even now why you struggle with unbelief. You too have been formed by those same lies. It is very important for you to know that sloth is a sin and can even become a sin unto death of the soul, a mortal sin. It deprives you and others of life. What I have given you, you will have to account for on that day. You will be asked to show the fruit from all the gifts I gave you. Woe to those who have nothing to show for all the graces bestowed on them. Those who wasted the gifts they were given will be thrown outside where there is wailing and gnashing of teeth. They will not hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into your master's joy." I am asking you right now in this very moment to take a hard look at yourself and where slothful behavior can take you. Sloth unto the death of the soul will cause you to lose heaven as your eternal reward. I am speaking to you most seriously because your state is dangerous, not just to those you should have fed, but to your eternal salvation. You would be shocked to know how many high-profile Christians have been condemned to hell for eternity. They misused graces and fed themselves off the flock rather than feeding them faithfully. They could talk a convincing walk, but within they were dead and filled with dead man's bones. Do not allow yourselves to go in that direction. Take stock now. Look in my mirror and ask me to show you the state of your soul. And by the way, guys, the Lord said that day is coming soon when we will all see the state of our souls. He continued, "All of this I am saying to you to spur you on. I am speaking through this broken pencil, so take heed. These are serious warnings to those of you who are living off the fat of the lambs and letting them go without care. Step up, beloved one, step up. Come back to your first love and faithfully serve him with all your hearts. I will give you every advantage to returning your hearts to me, if only you will correspond and not waste those graces. I am for you, not against you. I love you and have only your salvation and best interests at heart. So please, respond in a way that demonstrates you are still alive and love me with your whole heart." And that was the end of his message. God bless you, heart dwellers. I hope any of you who have been falling into sloth will take heed to this message and really wake up and apply yourselves. There are so many souls perishing for lack of understanding. And what's been given to you, you need to share with them. Amen. It just dawned on me after I finished this message that part of the problem right now is the Satanists have sent out assignments of gluttony and avarice so that there'll be all kinds of overindulgence in things and in the world. So part of this is an assignment you're battling and demons that you're battling that have been sent out to get you really into your flesh. They laugh at us because they know this time of the year we're very vulnerable. While they're fasting and praying hard and doing their ceremonies, we're out shopping and eating and having a good time. They take advantage of that. So understand, part of what you're feeling now is a result of curses that have been put on Christians to cause them to get their eyes off the Lord and off the battlefield and onto their flesh. So know that it is a war, and you are standing against a very evil influence. It's not all you that is the problem. Amen to that.